I see you've found my healing spring. Looks like you need it too. Who am I? Isn't it obvious? The flowing hair, the green skin, floating above the ground? That's right, noble knight. I'm the Lady of the Forest. Why are you going for your sword? You're in hardly any condition to use it anyways. How about you let me help you? What do they teach you about us? Seductive, evil, cunning. Ugh, the usual stuff. Never any creativity, you know. We're not like that at all. We're just peaceful caretakers. Look around you. Isn't it beautiful here? No evil in sight. As for seduction, well, I'm not against some fun every now and then, but that all depends on the visitors. And you are beautiful. The forest would be less beautiful if I let you die here. So I guess I'll have to heal you. Hold still. It makes it easier for me. There. It's like all your injuries just vanished. Isn't that wonderful? It's even faster than my healing spring. Hey! Hey, where are you going? Well, you can't just leave like that. We've barely gotten to know each other. That's no fair. You can't just use my healing spring, have me heal you, and then leave. That isn't what a noble knight would do, is it? You'll stay? Yay! Well, I can see you're eager to get back to your business, so you can pay me back right now. With sex, of course. Going for your sword again? I'm not seducing you. I'm just offering to have some fun. Besides, isn't that what you want too? I know all about you, knights. You value honor, chastity, duty, and many other things. Haven't you thought to do some things for yourselves? Life isn't all duty and honor, you know. There's some time for fun, too. So, what do you say, knight? Give up that chastity for a little while? Who knows? Maybe I can give you what you've been missing this whole time. And no one has to know. That's what I thought. All you knights. You just love to heap responsibility onto yourselves. You never let yourselves have any fun. So when you come across someone as gorgeous like me, you have no chance. Well, the forest is a lovely place for all kinds of fun. Where do you want to go? Right here. That's very businesslike of you, and no fun. But I suppose it's not too bad of a spot. The healing spring will keep you energized. So, honorable knight, have any requests? Anything you're dying to do? You don't need to pretend. I know you knights value chastity, so you always pretend to have no experience in these things, but I know that's not true. I may be a forest goddess, but that doesn't mean I don't know about the outside world. Like what? Like the fact that all those noble run-ins you knights flock to are thinly concealed brothels. Oh no, you're turning so red. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You're not exactly in knightly company anyways. Though that gets me thinking, what if I just move my veil aside a bit? A bit more? And there it goes, away with the wind. It is made of leaves, after all. Enjoy staring. Come, no need to resist anymore. How is that? I feel different from a human girl, don't I? That's right, because you're about to experience what it's like to be with a goddess. As fun as it is to watch an innocent knight like you figure out how to fondle me, I think you better strip. Let me take the lead. That's more like it. You humans are really beautiful. I know I made the right decision in saving you. It would be a shame if you died. Me? Kneeling in front of you? Quite unfitting for a goddess, wouldn't you think? It should be the other way around. But since you're so cute and innocent, I'll treat you. You should enjoy this rare opportunity. Wow, I've just put my hands on it and your legs just buckled. Maybe you are new to this, or maybe I'm just that good. Or, more likely, you're not used to the touch of a goddess. You know, if you stay with me, you'll get very used to my touch. What a privilege on you, hmm? Do you like how my hand runs up and down your cock, rubbing it with my perfect skin? Smooth like the finest silk, soft like clouds. You've never experienced anything like it, right? And if you'd left just now, you'd have missed out. Now that's a sad thought, isn't it? Tell me what you want. Come on. A blush if you want, but now isn't the time to be shy. My mouth? How could you be so obscene? I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun with you. I love teasing humans. But I do love honest boys. Since you asked so politely, I'm going to use my tongue. That was fast. I've got a moan out of you already. Do you like how my tongue draws circles around the head of your cock? I'll have you moaning so hard it'll be hard to breathe soon, don't you worry. How does this compare to a human girl? Heavenly. Right. How many young knights get to have sex with a goddess? Wow, you're getting even harder. If you wanted, you could have this every day. Don't hold back. Let those moans out. You don't need to act around me. I want to hear your desire. Oh, I know. You're so close. I would love to help you come, but I also want to hear you beg for it. Tell me that this is what you want, and I'll let you come. You won't beg, huh? Guess that means I'll have to tease you some more. Your willpower might be extraordinary. But as long as I tease you for long enough, you'll have to give in. Come on. Just give in. If you don't beg, I won't let you come. I have lots of control over that, you'll see. You know that deep down, this is all you want right now. So just give in. It doesn't mean you've lost. Just tell me what you want, and I'll let you come, and we can keep having fun. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Ready to beg yet? Good. That's a good boy, and an honest one. I think you deserve a reward. Hmm? I know. I'll take you even deeper. Into my throat. Looks like you want it. You just twitched. Watch closely as my mouth reaches the base of your cock. Your cock is sheathed in the throat of a goddess. You should have given me a warning. Now look what you've done. Do you know what kind of crime it is to... come on the face of a goddess? Sorry. Did I scare you? You should know by now, I'm just kidding. I can hardly believe it. A knight like you finally giving in to their desires. I thought I'd never see the day. Hey, where are you going? What are you doing? We're not done. Well, I haven't even had you inside me yet, silly. You should know as a knight, it's not good to leave a task undone. Lie down on your back. Don't worry, I'll take care of everything. I'll just climb over and position your cock at my entrance. You're so hard still. Is it the healing spring, or am I just that hot? Do you feel the entrance to my pussy rubbing up against your cock? Just think, if you thrust up right now, you'd bury yourself inside a goddess. But don't move. I'm in charge here. I'm going to give you a pleasure unlike anything else. So powerful that no other woman will be able to satisfy you again. I suppose that's the price of bedding a goddess. Do you still want this? Of course you do. In that case, keep your gaze fixed on me as I lower myself down. How does that feel? The pussy of a goddess wrapped around your cock? Quite a snug fit, right? You certainly sound like you're enjoying yourself. My pussy is the perfect shape for your cock. Literally. Perks of being a goddess, I suppose. In other words, I'm made for you. Isn't that exciting? Felt you twitch just now. Does it feel that good, knowing that a goddess shaped her pussy just to fit your cock? Your cock feels so good deep inside my pussy. Was that good for you? I don't need to ask, actually. You're practically glowing. It's time for you to return to your nightly duties, I suppose. Chasing evil and attending to maidens. I guess I'm not exactly a maiden, but if you ever want some excitement or some fun, you know where to find me. I get the feeling I'll be seeing you a lot more.